Okay. Let's see. We're on Vav Amad Beis, about 12 lines from the bottom. By Rebbe Zeira. Rebbe Zeira asked the question. Yoresh, somebody inherited his father's korban. Maho b'bal ta'achar. Is he subject to bal ta'achar with his father's korban, his late father's? Ki tidor neda. It says when you make a neda, Amar Rahman of the Torah says, v'halo noda. This person didn't make a neda. Or Dilma, or perhaps, Ubasa Shama, and you should come there, Vahavesan Shama, and you should bring a korban, Vahamachayev. And since he's obligated to bring his father's korban for his father's sake, I suppose, he's also subject to Baltacha. Tashma, the Tani Rabbi Chia, he has a Braisa, Me'imach. We've got this posit, Me'imach, from you, Prat Lioresh, it's only from the person himself. Ah, ask the Gemara Kasha. Wait a second. Vahar Me'imach, Me'boyle, we need Me'imach. Zeu leket shichel peah. We said that you're affected by baltacha applies to these things. So how can you learn two things out of it? So answer the Gemara. Karibe imoch, v'karibe mi'imoch. It could have just said imoch. So when it says now, additionally with the extra mem, we can learn also yoresh. By Rabbi, another question of Rabbi Zeira. By Rabbi Zeira, keisha mahi b'baltacha. What's a woman with a Baal Techa? Is she subject to it? What's the Tzadim? So, me, Amrina, do we say, Harlo Michaiva Beria? A woman is not obligated in the mitzvah of Ria to go up to to be seen in the base of Mikdash on the Chagim. Or Dilma, perhaps, Ha'isa B'Simcha, but she has the mitzvah of Simcha in the regal, which is the Shlomi Chagiga. Okay, so Amalei Abaye says Abaye, B'tzipuk Lei. Zaha Isa B'Simcha, she has Simcha. So if she's in fact, she has to do that, so she's a Chayiv. The Gemara says, wait a second. Amiyamah Abaye Hachi, did Abaye really say that? But Vama Abaye says, Abaye Isha Baal B'Simcha, it's really not an obligation on the woman, Simcha's the regal. It's on the husband. So it doesn't sound like he's the Shita. So answer the Gemara. The Devorah of the Rabbi Zeru Ka'amah. He's saying, the fee you, Rabbi Zeru, her hold as the Chayiv on the woman of Simcha, of a korban, so therefore, according to you, it's posha that she will be chayv in bal ta'achah. So, ibayilahu, we ask, in the base of Midrash, a bechor, me'emasai monim lo shana. We mentioned that a bechor, you have a year to give it, there's the bechor year, and also you're supposed to do it within that year. So, when does the clock start? Abaya amar mishashinoilad, from when it was born. Rav Achabar Yaakov Amar Mishar Shanira Lahatzah. When it's from the time that it's fitting to bring appeasement, i.e., you can bring it as a korban, and you can only bring it a korban on the eighth day. So below Pligi, the Gemara is not actually arguing. Haba Tam, what is talking about a Tam, which you can bring as a korban, then it will be the eighth day. Vaha Babal Mum. And the other one is in a Baal Mum, that you, since you can't bring it as a korban, so the clock starts immediately, because you can bring it wherever. Ask the Gemara though, Baal Mum, mi motzi ochil le, or Baal Mum, can you eat it immediately? We know you've got to wait for kashrus purposes, you've got to wait till day 8 to see if it's going to basically make into the 8th day, so we should see it's not a nafel, that it's a viable baby, and there it's not a shreifah. So that's the Gemara, the kim le bay, that were established in it, we know, Shikolu lo chadoshav, that they finished the full term of the chadoshav, its months, which are its 9 months, meaning it was a 9 month full term pregnancy, and therefore the baby is going to be healthy, and you don't have to wait in this case to the 8th day. Tana Rabbanan, Echad Benissan. Okay, but Echad Benissan. On the first, so this is a Brisa now completing up the other things on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, which were also like Rosh Hashanah. It says, Be'echad bin Nisan, and the first of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'chadoshim. It's the new year for the month, which we've taken as a granted. Yeah, Uli Iburim, and also for Iburim, we're going to speak about what that means. Yeah, that means for with regards to making a leap year. Uli Truma Shkolim, right, that's when you bring your Shkolim for the new year, for the Korbanos. Yeshom Rim, and some people even say, Aflaschiras Batim, also with regards to rental contracts. Okay. Says the Gemara, L'chodoshim. So how do we know that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'chodoshim? Minolo. T'chziv, Achodesh Ezeh L'chem, Rosh Hashanah. This month is for you, Rosh Hashanah. Rishon Hu L'chem L'chodesh Hashanah. It's the first one for the months of the year. Probably it doesn't actually say Nisan. But we're going to try and prove why it says Nisan. It is Nisan. So the Dabruel Kolaz Adas B'nai Yisrael, you should speak to the congregation of Kol Yisrael. Leimo, you should say to them, Ba'osu L'choydesh, in the 10th of the month Hazah, V'yikhu Lehem, and they should take for themselves, Ish Sela Veis Avos, a sheep for each house, meaning we're talking about the Korban Pesach, the first Korban Pesach over here. Yeah, Sela Veis, one sheep for each house. Okay, so how do we know that's talking about Nisan? We're going to keep trying to prove that. V'hayaluchem l'mishmeres. You should guard it for those days. Arba osa yom until the 14th. L'choydesh is there. V'shochtu osa, then you should shecht it. L'goyma. And then it says, v'chsiv, in conjunction with this mitzvah of Pesach, shemor as l'choydesh ha'aviv. You should be careful. You should guard the month of the spring. So the spring, what is the spring month? So Ezu Chodesh Sheish Boi Aviv. What is Aviv? So Aviv Rashi translates basically it's the bechor of the right, the bechors of the fruits, the new fruits. So which is the when we get in like the new fruits, the firstborn fruits in a certain sense? Havyoyim Ezeh Nisan. That's in Nisan. The Korilei Rishon, and it calls it Nisan. So therefore we see it's Nisan. But it says in the Gemara, maybe not. It doesn't actually say Nisan. So it be Eima Iyar. Maybe it's Iyar. Right, a month later? No. Says the Gemara, that can't be. Because Bina Aviv, we need Aviv means that you have the first fruits. The Lakan over there, they're already, you know, late. That's, you can't say that's Bakoiros and the fruit. Those are already a failure, the later ones. V'ema Adar. Oh, say Adar. So in Adar already, there are coming out some fruits over there. So, Beina Roiv Aviv Aleika. No, because over there it's just a scattered, sparse amount of new fruits over there. But the majority of the new fruits are in Nisan. It says the Gemara, Midi Roiv Aviv Kseiv. Does it say that there's a majority of Aviv? It doesn't say that in the Pasuk. There's no requirement. It just says Aviv. So basically, we're going to drop that. We're going to try again. So, Ella, Amar Rav Chista says, Rav Chista Miacha. Ach b'chamisha osa yom l'chodesh eshvi. Right, so now we're to Tishrei over here, yeah? On the 15th of Tishrei, which is when Sukkos. But os b'chem, in your gathering, yeah, es tavus aretz, the produce of the ground, because so what's the gathering over here? The asif over here is when you see it's about to become the rainy season. So people generally keep all the fruits out in the fields to dry out in the summertime, and they oisef them in when they see the rain about to come. So ezu chodesh, which is the chodesh shiyesh bo asifa, that you're gathering together the bringing in to the house the fruits. Haviyom is there tishrei. It's tishrei because it's when it's about to start to rain. V'kar kari leishvi, and it comes in the seventh month. So if Tish is the seventh, then this one's the first. So but then we say, no, maybe not. But Eimah Mar Cheshvan, maybe it's Mar Cheshvan, people are schlepping the stuff in because that's really leaving it to the last minute. It's getting rainy over there. So Umay Shvi, Shvi Li'iyah. And it's called Shvi Li'iyah. So and the Gemara, no. You can't say that. Be'ina Osif, Veleika. No, over there, most people have already done it. And a person who does it after that is, that's not considered Osif. Okay, but aim at Elul, but maybe it's for Elul for the early birds. The early birds do it in Elul. Okay, and my Shvi, what's Shvi? I mean Shvi la Adar. Maybe Adar is Rosh Chodesh for the Rosh Hashanah for the Chodoshim. So answer the Gemara. But in a Rov Osif Aleika. No, you need the Rov Osif. And over there, most people already do it. Those are the early birds. Most people aren't early birds. Most people do it on Tishrei. Ah, Midi Roiv Osif Kaseib. But does it say, there's no stipulation in the Pesukim that you need the majority. It just says that you're any Osif. So, Ella Amaravina, Tavazem, Torah Moshe Rabbeinu Lolabah. No, we didn't learn this from Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, basically, we can't find a source in the Torah. Yeah, Medivrei Kabbalah Lolabah. No, rather, we've learned it from Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so we're going to have to learn from Novi or from Ksuvim. So, first, we're going to try from Zechariah. Which we will succeed as well. Just state. Biyom Esrim V'Arba right, on the 24th, the Ashtei Asa Chodesh to Shvat. Who Chodesh Shvat? So it says over there, the 11th month is Shvat. So that's clear that Nisan is Rosh Chodeshim for the months. Okay, proof two. Rabbi Barulah Amameach of Tilakach Esther, she was taken El Melech Achush Veirosh El Beis Malchusoy. Yeah, B'chodesh Asiri in the 10th month. Who Chodesh Teves? That's Chodesh. Chodesh Teves. So, point two. Rav Kan Amameach Ba'arba L'Chodesh Atshi B'Kislev in the 4th month. Okay. And that's Kislev. Next one, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Mehacha. We're back to Esther over here. The Yikru Sofri Melech. They called out the Sofri Melech. Basically, B'chodesh Shlishi in the 3rd month. Who Chodesh Sivan? Which is the Chodesh of Sivan? Okay. Next one, Rav Ashi Amar Hipil Pur. Who Goral? Back right, Esther. Lifnei Hamon. Miyom Liyom. Mechodesh Lechodesh. Shnaim Asa. So it's called right. Who Chodesh Ada? So that's also state. So Vibai Seima last, I think the last one over here, which is actually in the same Nisan itself, Vibai Seima Mehacha, B'chodesh Rishon, in the 1st month, Hu Chodesh Nisan. So that's really good. So the Gemara asks then, so the Chulu, Nami, my time alo Amo Mehai, why didn't everybody choose this one? Because wouldn't it be better just to say, but the 1st month is Nisan? So says the Gemara, you know, because maybe they're going to say, Dilma, my Rishon over here doesn't mean it's the 1st month, of the months. It means Rishon the Milsei, it means the 1st month that Haman started doing his dastardly deeds. Okay, now a question though, for Tana Didan, our Tana, meaning the Tana of our Mishnah, so why didn't he include in his list of what we had two things mentioned for Rosh Hashanah for in Nisan? It was for the Regalim, and it was also for the for the Regalim and for the Shtaros, right, for the Malachim. So what? Why did he put in also? Why did he put for the Chodashim? So answer the. So the Gemara says, B'shonim Kamari. It's talking about the Rosh Hashanahs for the years. The Chodashim Lokamari. It's not talking about the Rosh Hashanah for the months. Okay, we'll stop here.